a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I have this annoying habit, Ryan, and so I haven't realised it, but someone has told me it, that every time I'm in the car and just say we're on a road trip or whatever.
Can I just say, Lingy and I have driven sort of a solid, where did we go?
We went to the Avalon Airport.
Avalon, so it wasn't even Werribee and it was very painful, but go on.
But why was it painful?
Because you're in the back seat, but you were just nattering away and trying to...
I was excited to be with the boys.
Control the music and,
I was excited to be with the boys. Okay, I don't realise that I do this, but every time we pass a sign, I read it out loud.
How do you go when it's like six towns in the different K's towards...
So I'll choose one, probably the one where we're going, and I'll be like, Warrnambool. 150 Ks. That's it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't realise that I'm doing it. And Jimmy said to me the other day, he's like, do you realise that if we haven't passed a sign in a while, you'll just read it out? And I'm like, oh. So it'll be like, oh, gauze. They take care of animals or whatever. Whatever their sign is, I read it out loud. And apparently it can get a bit annoying.
That surprises me.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
So I have this little trait I didn't know. So if you find yourself when you're driving along looking at a sign and going, just shut up. Read it in your brain. That's my new thing.
Is read it in your brain.
Read it in my brain.
Don't engage mouth.
Yes.
Can we have a bit more of that next hour too? Good.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody.
And to you. Have we got a theme for this week's game?
We do. I was inspired last week by the saxophone.
Yes.
So we're looking at artists that have appeared on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
Because you did wonder if it was going to be The Simpsons theme last week when we had that teaser of overseeing saxophone.
Yeah.
Bleeding Gums Murphy. All right. So what you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. What are you two doing? You're nodding at each other.
No, because I'm just scribbling on my diary and Lingy's like, will you help me?
Are you writing down artists that you know that have been on The Simpsons?
Yes, she is. Exactly. Right.
Names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Cool. All right, I think we're ready to play. You ready, Beck?
Let's do it.
Question number one, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. What I've got, you've got to give it to Lingy.
Tom. Oh, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's the song? Give It Away.
Yes.
Oh, I almost started counting it.
Remember what he says.
Hang on.
Hey. Amazing.
So that was
what I want is that I want a hug and kiss you.
Yeah, I really want a hug and kiss.
And they were trying to save Krusty's TV show, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember them being in their jocks. All right.
Amazing.
That's 1 point to you, Lingy. Good on you, mate. Good start. Proud of you. Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for your baby, but I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved, we've shared love and made love.
Oh, Tom, it's Barry White.
Yeah,
Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
Yes.
Don't bother
snake
the snakes.
Snake episode.
Leave all the snakes alone. Oh, for me. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
So good.
Love
so, good.
So amazing.
Oh, this love is fun. It. All right. Question number three. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Backstroke lover, always hiding near the covers till I talk to your daddy. He said you ain't seen nothing, pardon, till you're down on a muffin. Then you're sure to be changing your ways. I met a cheerleader. Oh, the times I could reminisce, cause the best things of loving with her sister and her cousin only started with a little kiss like this. When she told me to walk this way.
Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Yes.
All right. I appreciate the fact that you went to the effort of getting the Simpsons version.
I love that. So
you have to.
Well, this is tiebreaker because we've all got a point.
Yes. Oh, who could it be?
Here we go. Question number four.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. One man come in the name of
Lingy.
Loggy.
Oh. Oh. You two, and it is.
Get it right. Five.
No. Pride in the name of love.
Yes! Oh, I wouldn't have got it.
Oh, help me!
Don't worry, folks. He'll get the help he needs.
And then he's getting back. He's back. Tater, man.
Thank God you're here. Where have you been? All right. Brilliant. Well done, Lingy. Yay. Good on you, mate.
Good job, Lingy.
Great theme, Beck.
Oh,
great
awesome
theme.
Thank you. Lots of fun chasing that one down.
And the Lyrical Headlines returns next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
AFLW Cats started the season in style last weekend.
They did. Knocked off the Western Bulldogs at GMHBA Stadium. Great start to the year. I do a podcast every single week for the Cats.
Do you?
With...
Only one, because usually your excuse to get out of here at 9:01 every morning is, oh, I've got a podcast to record, guys. Sorry, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah. So many podcasts.
So many. So important that I prepare for each and every one of those. I do it with Meg McDonald, captain of the AFLW team, and all I've heard about for the last couple of months is this new Irish recruit, Aisling Maloney. Can't wait to shoot. I think even was living with Meg or still is living with Meg. No. Maybe not. No, okay. Someone else. All right, don't worry about it.
Terrible podcast.
Might have been Darcy Maloney because we had her on last
year. True, we did. We did. And this new star got the number 45, I think was calling her Lingy. But we've managed to drag her into the studio. We don't want Meg anymore. It's all about the new recruit. Aisling, welcome. Great to see you.
It's great to be here.
Is it true they do call you Lingy yet?
Training? Yeah, so I'm sure you've heard the story a few times. For everyone else that's listening, yeah, so I was back home in Ireland and a scout wanted to give me the number 45. And I was like, didn't realise you could have a number 45 in this game. But he told me that the numbers go from 1 to 100.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, grand, 45, no problem. Didn't really care because my numbers 14 and 11 were gone from back home. So next thing anyway, Susie actually gets in touch and says, why did you pick 45? And I was like, I actually don't know. Let me... check it out.
Yeah.
So anyway, got into Enda and he was like, oh my God, do you not know 45? And I was like, what? Oh God, go and let the cat out of the bag here now, right beside him. And I was like, no. And he was like, Cameron. And I was like, oh God. And he sent me a picture and I was like, that is so like the hair, everything.
Yeah.
And then he began to tell me that he was a bit of a big dog in the club. And I was like, oh God, I think I'm feeling a bit of the pressure now since I've actually been called Lingy. Starting to feel a bit of the pressure coming, you know, after all his accolades and what he's done for the club.
It is meant to be. You're Aisling, he's Lingy. You got the hair, you got the number. And how have you settled into the club at the start of the season?
Unbelievable. I think it was funny the first few days. The club didn't give us a chance to think. You know, we were constantly jet lagged, sleeping. Anytime we were awake, they had us pulled out of the house doing things. It's 7 weeks now next week, and absolutely loving it. Chats. It's a challenge, obviously, coming from Ireland and playing a different sport, but definitely, like, loving it and can see resemblances to home and the sport that we play back home to AFL.
Sure. It's crazy that you've only played AFL, really, for 7 weeks, and in debut you kicked a goal and everything. Was it a rush running out on K Park last Saturday?
Yeah, it was a big rush. I didn't really know what was going on, to be honest. Not only that, playing in the stadium, the crowd, back home, if we get to final, we're lucky to play in front of 50,000 people. But on the daily Sunday every week, you're playing against 100, 200. So to even hear that crowd and everything that went on, the jumper presentation beforehand with mum and dad, you know, I'm quite close to them. So that kind of threw me as well. But it's crazy stuff. The ball in particular, I actually think I nearly broke my ankle the night before. The ball bounced the wrong way and I just gave it a kick with frustration. I was like, I was walking away limping and the girls were like, did you hurt yourself? And I was like, that ball, oh my God.
Yeah. Funny, Lingy, you went the other way, didn't you? Because you played international rules. So you went from the red ball to the round white one. How have you found dealing with the different shape ball?
Very hard. Met Rachel Kearns for a kick about in Ireland for about a half an hour and I gave up. Yeah, and I was right. Like, you know what? It's not meant to be weight like over. So I literally waited the 6 weeks, all of the guys would be on to us to do a bit of kicking. But yeah, it's really technical. You know, Annie, the minute I leave the ball off my hand, I know if I'm not connecting with her properly. Yeah, it is frustrating, but you kind of do get a bit satisfied from it then when you actually do get a good...
When
yeah.
you get that beautiful spin going.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels good. You've moved to Geelong, and the Geelong Football Club is a big part of this Geelong community. But just out in the community, what's the weirdest, strangest, just different thing that you've noticed about this great area that we live in?
Yeah, Geelong is pretty cool. As you said, it's very easy to get to feel that. You know, it is a big part of the community. Day one, we were told to wear our full kit at 7:30 in the morning to walk down for coffee at the waterfront. I don't know if it was a setup or not, but... yeah, so back home, if we did that, you'd never wear your Tipperary gear walking around. So we had to do as we were told. I definitely still think there's going to be a video hidden camera come out. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but walking down the street and everyone's saying like, oh, you're the new recruit. It's Anna Rose who was with me. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been in Melbourne. I went to college in a city in Dublin back home, and I really do like Geelong. And I think it's kind of country, the streets. I think it's mad the coffee shops close here at 3 o'clock. You know, the day's only starting back home at 3 o'clock. You just have to come out of work. So I find that a bit mad. You're kind of constantly rushing to get your coffee or your food in. But yeah, we went to Anglesey. Yes, I saw a few kangaroos for about the fifth time. Still not getting sick of them.
Yeah.
I know you think we're crazy. And any international that comes to Australia thinking a kangaroo is crazy, but you never get sick of a kangaroo. Not only was it a kangaroo, there was a joey as well. So.
Wow, cute.
Yes, yeah, they're the best.
So cute. The legs just dangling out, happy with life. I was like, if you want to be, we all said if we want to be an animal, we'd be a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Imagine just being a joey. Perched in the pouch.
Getting jumped around, yeah. All right, we've got Ashlyn Maloney in the studio from AFLW Cat. So we're going to take a break and we'll talk more about this coming weekend, the coming season. We want to play a little game with you next.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Special guest joining us in the studio from the AFLW Cats. It's the new import from Ireland, Ashlyn Maloney. Wearing the 4-5, it's the new Lingy. We've got Lingception in the studio.
I love it.
These two are fascinated about this. Just go with whatever they've got cooking at the moment, please, Ashlyn. Just be ready.
It's very rare that you outnumber us, Lingy. In the studio, usually it's Log and I versus you.
Yeah.
But we're not outnumbered, but we've balanced it out. What we're going to do is we're going to play a little Lingception game. We're going to hit you both with some questions, and we want you to answer at the same time to see how similar you actually are.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, there's... So there's going to be a little... We're going to do the timer as well.
Yep, I've got a little timer.
So there's
going
to be a little timer. So you hear the timer go off, and then when it finishes, that's when you have to say your answer at the same time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
It's definitely two redheads now.
No. Okay, you can ask the first question.
All right, here
we go.
So it's more just about, you know, you both as individual people, but how you're possibly the same person as well. So when you tell everyone you're going for a morning workout, that actually means you're going for a...
Yeah, you gotta wait until the.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like he's going.
Okay, so,
similar,
all right.
Similar,
but not quite the same. Here we go. Question number two. Tell us the best place to hang out with friends on a Saturday night is.
Home.
You gotta say it at the same time as him.
I'm really not getting this. This just sounds very different.
It's very funny that both the Lings aren't kind of getting the concept of the game.
We might drop the ticker. Okay. How about we drop the ticker?
We'll drop the ticker and then Tom will just point at you.
Okay, all right. So when I point, you answer. All right. Okay. So so far that's a no. Although you both did say home. I'm not gonna pay that one. The correct answer was in the spa.
In the spa. Yeah. Come on, Ling, be honest.
Ashlyn won't understand that.
Yeah, but
we've
not
got a spa
to
at home.
If he ever invites you around for a spa, mm-mm.
Or maybe do, whatever you're into. It's fine.
All right. The most appropriate pants to wear in winter are
joggers.
Shorts.
Oh, yeah. Well, joggers.
Did you say jogger? So they're tracksuit pants?
Tracksuit pants.
Okay. Yeah, Lingy's a shorts guy. Okay.
I like wearing shorts. Have you noticed, by the way, that this studio is 115 degrees Celsius?
Yeah.
That's him.
And I've noticed, they're looking at you constantly waiting for the next pants on. So it's evident here in studio.
Smile on our face too. Yeah, that is.
All right, here we go. We might do a count for this one. Here we go, right. Okay. The greatest Geelong player to not have their own statue is 3, 2, 1.
Lingy.
Joel Selwood.
Lingy's
nice.
Lying there. That's not his real answer. All right, let's wrap it up with a fifth question.
All right, here we go. When I've got the house all to myself, I...
3, 2, 1.
Chill on the couch.
Yeah, I'll sit on the couch.
Oh, they're the same.
Okay, finally, we got one. Oh, that was the best game ever. I'm so glad we did that.
Game on the weekend is going to be a lot better. We know that. Yep. You're flying up to Sydney, so this is very exciting.
Yeah, first time in Sydney. Can't wait. Sydney is something that I've looked at since I've been younger. Rosa Tralee back home, don't know if you've heard it. Basically, all Irish people go into this competition basically to represent the country. So we have like a Sydney Rose every year. So Opera House just stands out my mind. So can't wait to get over there.
You'll notice that Sydney is one of the most beautiful, beautiful cities in the world. The only trouble is it's full of Sydney people.
Don't talk to the people. Just see the sights.
Enjoy the game. And then the following week, Friday evening, 5:05 p.m. at GMHBA Stadium against the Kangaroos, which are the team that knocked us off last year in the finals. So a bit of retribution. So a big couple of weeks coming up. Good luck for both of those.
Thank you, yeah. Although it's great going to Sydney, you do like the vibe of being in Geelong and running out in GMHBA. So, yeah, obviously it's unbelievable to be flying, but, you know, I'd love the matches on in GMHBA this weekend, just have the local crowd around. So, yeah, it'd be great to be back next week.
Ashley Malay, it's great to have you on the Cats this year, and it's great to have you in the studio. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and all the best.
Thank you.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
All right, we're talking kids' party protocols. A lady in the United States has caused a little bit of a stir, given her opinions online. Just to give a little quick recap of some of these wonderful opinions. I don't want to stay at your kid's birthday party, and I'm not going to stay. Your kid having a birthday party is a major inconvenience to me. Says, you want me to volunteer 2 to 4 hours of my day? Because it's not a paid position. If I'm looking at it like a working day and how much I make, my time is valuable. Basically saying, I ain't going to hang around. I'm dropping my kid and I'm going. And in fact, the fact that you want me to buy your kid a present and have to wrap it myself, major inconvenience. Got us discussing what was okay and not okay. I don't think any of us are quite going to land where this lady landed. But, Tommy, you're saying you don't even give the host a chance. You just go, I'm just going to drop Indy here. And what time would you like me to come pick her up?
Can I say I have no experience in this? Kalia takes Indy to all the parties and I hang with Goldie because Kalia knows all the mums. So Kalia does hang out, but then Indy's only 4. But I imagine once you hit school age, like 6 or whatever, at that point, you know, if I'm hosting a party and a parent comes up to me with the kid and is like, hey, I'm just going to duck off. What time should I come back and get her or get him? I'll be like, yeah, no worries. It's 2 o'clock. See you then. Sure.
And some people might want that. Actually, they don't want the parents to hang around because then they're going to have to engage in a whole bunch of small talk.
Our phone lines are full, so obviously this is hit a nerve. Let's go first to Kirby in Brimley. What are the rules around kids' parties, Kirby?
Morning, guys. I actually just do it when I RSVP. I find out the information then. So it's all done and dusted, basically, a majority of the time, because my son's 7. So he's school age. He's fine with playing where... I'm an introvert. I don't like socialising anyway. So, honestly, it's the quickest and easiest way. I RSVP, ask about the present, ask about the venue, and if I'm required to stay around, I do that all in one go.
Amazing, Kirby. Clear, calm lines of communication. Mm. That's how it's done.
And I'm sure that you're always the one that RSVPs to the invites, both of you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's your job.
Lauren from Clifton Springs is with us. Good morning, Lauren. What's your kid party protocols?
Oh, I think it's age dependent, like what you were saying. School age, a little bit different. Preschool, not so much. We've had a few parties at our place and a couple of parents have dropped and ran without notifying at like 3 and 4.
Oh, wow.
We had a pool party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
pool party.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah. Wow, that's trusting, isn't it?
I mean, it's a safety thing as well, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're cooking, like, if you're getting the food together, just say you're like, oh, we've got party pies and sausage rolls. You're like, I'm just going to check the oven, but also make sure that these kids don't go near a body of water. That's, exactly. That's intense.
If you're the only adult and you're hosting a kid's party, well, you've made a very bad decision.
Throw money at the problem. Go somewhere where people take care of them.
Yeah. Fiona in Geelong West, what's the protocol, mate?
I think you're a little bit deluded, Tommy. If you think that your six-year-old is going to be emotionally okay to kind of stay at a party by themselves.
Okay.
It is an emotional affair for many kids that age. There are tears and meltdowns. There are logistics involved if you're running the party, hosting the party, games and food and all of the things. So I think you've got to assume that you stay unless told otherwise until maybe they're 10 or something like that.
And you can always BYO, Tom. Like, I'm sure that's fine to be that dad.
I do anyway.
Little hip flask goes a long way, Tommy.
I would suggest, look, if the child is having a meltdown and I'm not there, it's not my problem. But also, if it's my party and it's someone else's child having a meltdown, I'll just cry too.
Yeah, exactly. You can contact me anytime. My phone is on, Tom says, as he... Beep.
As I leave it in your house and leave.
Tracy in Anglesey, wrap this one up for us. Kids' party rules, what are they?
Yeah, no worries. Hi, guys. Yeah, look, I agree with a lot of the comments that have already been said. It is a bit age-dependent, and it's also a little bit dependent on your child and what their personality is like. And, you know, I agree that when they're really young, you want to just make sure that they're comfortable with the kids that are there, how well they know them. If you don't know the parents that well, I think it's good to just sort of hang in for a little bit and gauge how things are looking. And also, I think if it's a single parent and they don't have any help, sometimes it's nice to just offer a little bit of assistance and, you know, get to know some of the parents as well, I've found.
Good call, Tracy.
Good thing to do. Yeah.
I like that.
They get older, they actually don't want you to be there. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, see your mum. See you in a couple of hours. Off they go, and that's fine.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Tracy. And if in doubt, get one of those big jumping castles. Just lock the little doors to it and have Royal Rumble in
there. Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.